We all remember that. Tried to occupy the city, but we turned your people back. You had the cops protect you. 50,000 came to town and blocked the intersection, saying we will shut you down. And your meetings fell apart, and your face was all bright red. It's all across the world. So we barricaded the streets, and we filled your hearts with fear, and we smashed the corporate windows to tell you loud and clear that your days here out are numbered, that your steps are being tracked, that we can organize together to take our planet back. In Quebec City, they built a 10-foot fence, and we ripped it down by noon. Didn't stand a chance, and your tear gas stained the concrete, and your fire hoses ran. But inside the wall of shame, your meetings didn't go as planned, and the papers came out early with stories from the streets, and everybody knew that once again you had been beat. This power that we had. Gave another try, armed with live ammunition. Decided it was time, and Carlo Giuliani, well, he met the gun, and the news spread over oceans, and it punctured everyone. The next day our numbers tripled, 300,000 strong, and in cities all across the world our people carried on. To Soweto, your moves were met by thousands upon thousands from the movement. Well, things are changing rapidly, but you could hear the call. We are winning, we are winning. It was written on the wall. Through the broken glass of yesterday, and through the surging mass, was a window being opened by a million pairs. We grew and grew, we said the whole world was watching, and we all knew that was true, and so we moved together in acts of urgency, and our global calls for justice manifested locally, and from the ground we built a force to overturn the top, all the while fearing that the other foot would drop. This power that we had. Took the lead to challenge both war declared and a war of secrecy, and you knew that we'd get frustrated, overwhelmed and scared, as your terror legislation threatened everyone who cared. And from within our movement we started digging our own graves, as profiteers and power figures proudly took the bait. So in our desperation we struggled through the mess, and some burned out from sadness, some burned out from stress. Some stayed strong and steady and tried to raise a sail. Some withdrew from paranoia, and some were still in jail. But still we rose together and on our second wind, and it was there in Cancun that we shut you down again. This power that we had, suffering from the stains of Genoa and Miami. And the question that remains is, when will we be ready to surge once more, armed with visions of tomorrow and the knowledge from before? No matter when it happens, no matter where, its pattern is historic, and I hope to see you there. So powerful that it cannot be killed by any tricks of politics or legislated war. A movement of movements resolved to take no more. Well, they said they had the power, and we proved them wrong. 'Cause we've got the power, and it's been here all along. This power.